single.
Have a Bible this morning, I found their text, also in the book of Isaiah.
It's the preacher.
Thank the Lord for the good word this morning. Little Jimbo, I'm not in a day, but I am in days.
Amen.
I have been married for 51 years, and it has been 51 years of a picnic. I have had no troubles to speak of until the last few months. Doctor told me that I had stage 3 cancer in my bladder, carcinoma. My wife asked me when we was on the way home, she said, did that shake you? I said, no. I said, God put it in there and take care of it.
Amen.
But when I found her 3 weeks later after knee surgery, unresponsive, and I couldn't get a pulse on her, it took 25 minutes for the ambulance to get there, business picked up.
Yeah, amen. Got you more.
God can go after me, but if he goes after something close to me, he's got my undivided attention.
Yes, sir.
And he will take you to a day. He will take you with a day. But I have found that he is still God.
Amen.
Yes. Why, yes.
And besides him, there's none else. And he will be there. He may not say a lot, he's there.
Amen.
He said he'd never leave me, he'd never forsake me. And I'm glad of that, aren't you?
Yes,
and I appreciate the good reminder from the Word of God. The good songs this morning. We had started here Sunday night looking at an encouraging word from the Bible. We've mentioned the various ways the Bible has helped me, rebuked me, corrected me, comforted me, directed me. I've had a preacher or two to take the Bible and beat me with it. I didn't go back for a return visit.
Amen.
I've come with an encouraging word.
Amen.
We looked in Luke 15 at God's mathematical property, an encouraging word about figuring on Sunday night. And then yesterday in Matthew 6, an encouraging word about Fred. He encouraged his disciples to quit worrying and go bird watching.
Yeah.
And certainly admonition for us.
Amen. Sure.
This morning, I'd like to begin in Isaiah chapter 40. An encouraging word about our foundation.
Amen.
Our foundation. It's exactly what's holding this thing up. Surely you don't think it's a Democrat or Republican.
Sure.
I was wondering if you ever, if we get jingles in our heads, hard to get them out. I wonder if you've ever heard this jingle. If you have, you just speak right out. We're in good hands with what?
Allstate.
Allstate. You know, I had Allstate for 30 years. And I never felt like I was in good hands. As long as I have been in the hands of the Almighty,
yes,
always felt like I was in the
hands.
I know it's a cliche, the song, God's got the whole world in his hands. The Bible does bear that out.
Yes, sir.
He does have the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I'd like to look at 3 or 4 passages this morning where his hand is mentioned. And Isaiah chapter number 40 is one of those occasions. It is here that we're confronted with the power of his hands. Just exactly how powerful is this. And I'm not talking about both of them. Oh, grace, I don't think we could take both of them. We're not talking about hands up.
Right.
We're just talking about one hand.
Yeah.
It tells us in this text in verse number 12,
Amen.
Who hath measured the waters of, I don't know if you see that S or not, I thought I'd underline it. There's an indication from that word, all the waters. He has them in the hollow of his hand.
Yeah.
Not the whole hand, just this indented place right there.
Yeah.
Of course, I did not know if you noted or not. He has not made any new water since Green Island.
Right. You're telling
me. He got into the recycling business long before Al Gore ever called
that. Hey, sure. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Same water over and over again.
Yes, sir.
He has the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of Alaska, the Indian Ocean, the Mediterranean Sea, the Mississippi River, all the lakes, all the streams, all the creeks, all the rivers, even the mud hole in your front yard.
Yeah, man.
He said, I've got that.
That's good.
The indented part of the palm of my hand. I know many of you probably don't believe in mixed bathing, and if you want to, you can hang around on the edges. I think I'll get in the water. Water can kill you, or it can save you, depending upon your relationship with the water. I think I'll get in and lay way back and float on out.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about his measuring power. He says in this text, in the latter part of verse number 12, and comprehendeth the dust of the earth in a measure. He says he has all the dust particles in the world numbered.
Amen.
He has counted them. I read some time ago in an article that there are over 2 million at any time, 2 million dust particles in your house at all times. Mm-hmm. This is what was alarming to me. 65% of them have your DNA in them. Mm-hmm. You're falling apart all over the house. Matter of fact, the little article went on to say that at least 1 million particles of dust fall from our body every hour. Oh. Gracious, we're going to be here 2 hours. You're going to leave a mess right there where you're sitting. Falling apart. Of course, we are reminded that Paul reminded us of this in Corinthians. He said that we have Christ in an earthen vessel. Earthen, the word dirt, vessel, the word bag. We have God in a dirt bag. Maybe a pretty dirt bag, but you're still a dirt bag. Why would we want to pay such close attention to a dirt bag? That's all we are. Of course, we men were created from the dust. You ladies were not. You were created from Adam's rib, the Bible says. Of course, that second-hand dirt, I don't know if that would be anything to be greatly proud of.
Amen.
Dust. He says he's got every dust particle measured. He says in verse number 12 that he weighed the mountains in a scale, the hills in a balance. We go up through the mountains, we're always fascinated with the signs about how high up in the air we are. The elevations, you can rest assured if God was to put up a sign, it would not be a sign telling you how high up in the air you were. He would put a digital sign up and tell you exactly any time what that mountain weighed, depending upon the erosion of the mountain. Some days it might be a little heavier, some days a little lighter, but at any time he could tell you exactly how much that mountain sways. I don't know about you, I just feel sort of comfortable when I think about it. I'm in that hand. He has measuring power. But I see in the text that he has memorable power. Very great truths that he mentions here in Isaiah. about what he thinks about you and I. It says in our text in verse number 15, behold the nations, plural. That would involve good old America, I would say. He says, behold, the nations are as a drop in the bucket.
Right.
He said, when I look at America, oh, we're a God-fearing nation. He said, oh, you're just a drop in the bucket.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
He said, you're no different from any other drop.
Yeah.
He says, and are counted as the small dust of the bag. He said, you just look like a dust particle in the bottom of a bucket. Verse number 17, all nations, I would imagine that would include America, before him, are as what? Oh, that's a God-fearing nation. And not what God said. He said, you look like nothing. Zero with the rim, bro. They are counted to him less than nothing. Vanity, passing vapor. He says in verse number 22, it is he that setteth upon what? I thought Columbus discovered that. Oh, I bet you the reason why Columbus knew that, he read the Old Testament. Is he that setteth upon the circle of the earth.
Right. Yeah.
He says, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretched out the heavens as a curtain, spreadeth them out as a tent that dwell. He said, America, when I look at y'all, he said, you look like a bunch of grasshoppers camping out in pup tents. Wow. I got to thinking. If he thinks this world that we're living in, that we love so much and hate to leave, looks like to him grasshoppers camping out in pup tents, what must his world look like? He has memorable power. Oh, we're holding on this morning to a bunch of dust. Frantically wanting to stay in Dustville. Power of his hand. As measuring power, memorable power. I love this little thought in verse 12. Has meeting power. He says, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out the heavens with a span. The little word meted there means to arrange in order, or to place in one's orbit.
Amen.
He said he did it with a span. It's an interesting word. I remember the first time I studied that word, I said to myself, there's no way that's true. Span. Hebrew word. The little word is a small, unnoticeable gesture of the fingers. That's the word. It is this word right here. Video crowd. Small, unnoticeable gesture of the fingers. Put everything in its order. I was reading the Bible one day and I realized a verse that I'd misquoted all. You ever read verses and you realize I've been misquoting it all my life?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Psalms 8:3. When I consider thy heavens the work of thy hands, I've always said that. Does not say that. He said, when I consider the heavens the work of thy fingers. Mm-hmm. Same word. Small, unnoticeable gesture of the fingers. All of that appeared.
Yes, sir.
Three bodies there that you and I can see with the human eye. One of them being the sun. Wow. 25 million degrees Fahrenheit on the sun. You ain't never heard anybody down there at Titusville talking about sending a spaceship to the sun. Oh, no. 860,000 miles wide. You worried about China nuking us? God's been nuking you for a long time. 656 billion gallons of nuclear energy come off the sun every second. And the only thing holding it there is God's gravitable pull
in
sending it here.
Sure. You're right.
They classify the sun as a star. It's one of the stars. They have the stars measured as large, medium, and dwarf. You say, if that be so, preacher, the sun must be a large star. Absolutely not. It's a dwarf.
Yeah.
It's the smallest of all the stars.
Yeah.
Just how come it's so bright? Because the other stars are so far away. All of them are brighter than the sun.
Yeah.
Preacher, how did your sun get there? It's awful deep. I don't know if you can get there. Maybe way over your head. He did this as the sun appeared.
Right.
And he's offering that hand to you and I this morning to help us.
Amen, preacher.
That's good, preacher.
Glory to God.
Another body up there is the moon. You ever given any thought as to why we went to the moon? Very simple. Closest thing to us. There's only 238,857 miles away. If you get the chance to take a moon trip one day, ask them if they would take you to the lit side. Only 100 degrees Fahrenheit, a good North Carolina July day. Don't go to the other side, 190 degrees below zero. Huh. Set your cokes out, they'll get cold quick. Oh, no light on the sun. Like us, before we got saved, we're in darkness. The only light we've ever gotten is from the S-O-N.
Yep.
Only light the moon ever gets is from the S-U-N. And
yep.
Preacher, you got any idea how the moon got there? Yeah, it's awful deep, but he did me a small gesture of his favor.
Yep.
The moon here in its orbit.
Yes.
Think about the other body that's in the sky. The stars. I don't know about you. If I would have been the creator of the stars, I would have written several Bible books about my creation of the stars. I love his humility about his creation of the stars. He says in Genesis 1:16, and he made the stars also. That's all he said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, let's not forget it. Yeah, I made the stars.
Amen.
400 billion stars in our galaxy. You remember now, all of them are brighter than the sun. There's 3,000 trillion other galaxies beyond ours. All of them have got more stars in them than ours. You've not heard any talk about them visiting a star, have you? Out of California, that large telescope they had some time ago, they caught a sight of the closest star to us. It's right on the edge of our Milky Way galaxy before we go out into the unknown world. And it is 13 light years from here. Oh, I'll get you a spaceship revved up to 186,000 miles per second, the speed of light, and let it rip 13 years in that direction, and you can get to the closest star to us. I was reading some time ago and so fascinated. In Amos chapter 5 and verse number 8, God himself, I am the Lord. He said that I made the seven stars of Ariel, constellation of stars. He said he made them. In that same text, he said he could bring light out of darkness. He could bring life out of death. But he just made that statement that he made the seven stars of Ariel, that constellation of stars. I was studying and looking at that and found out that from one side to the other side of Arion, that just that seven-star constellation, if you're going to travel from one side of it to the other, seven stars in that, it is 17 light years from one side of it to the other. 186,000 miles per second. 17 years it would take you to go from one side of Arion to the other. You get over in Revelations and old John said, oh, by the way, he has the seven stars in his hand. So we know at least, from one side of his hand to the other side, and I'm sure it's much bigger than this, it's at least 17 light years from one side to the other.
Yes, sir.
And I'm safe.
Amen. Amen.
What better place to be this morning than safe in the hands of the Almighty?
Yes,
talking about the power of hand. Could I mention, if you've got the Bible there, Job chapter number 12. Could I mention another thought about his hand this morning? I don't know if this is helping you, but in my condition this morning, it's helping me.
Yes, sir.
So, Job chapter number 12, I see here the persuasion by his hand. His hand is very persuasive, very persuasive. He says in chapter number 12 and verse number 10, in whose hand, hands up, although just one, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. He said, in my hand, I decide the earthly end of breath for every creature in my hand. Will not be decided by a doctor or a lack of a doctor, by disease. It will not be decided by COVID. No, 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 no. He said, your breath is in my hand. I will decide when it stops.
Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And he says, also in my hand is the eternal destiny of every soul for eternity. He said, I will decide. You will not decide where you're going. I will decide your eternal destiny. It's in my hands. I don't know about you. Now, this is just me talking. If he does, if that's true, if Job is right in what he's saying, it's an inspired word. He's got my breath in his hand, and he's got my eternal destiny in his hand. I'm just speaking for me. I want to be on the ends with this hand and not on the outs.
Yeah.
Because if he was to get shaky with and get upset at you or get upset at me, and he's got all of that in his hand, he can make a mess for you real quick. Listen to me. Talking about the persuasion of his hand. You have the Bible there this morning. Back in Isaiah chapter number 49. Not only do I see the power of his hand, the persuasion by his hand, but could I mention in Isaiah 49 the printing on his hand?
Yeah.
Well, he says in our text in verse 15, can a woman forget her suckling child? She should not have compassion on the son of her womb. We'd have to answer yes to that. We've seen plenty of women have babies and leave them.
Yes,
you're right.
But he says in our text, he says, yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget her.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Well, how can I be sure? Verse 16. He says, behold, I have graven to indelibly place upon the hand in a fashion that cannot be erased.
Right.
is the word graven.
Yeah.
He says, I have engraven you on the palms of my
Yeah,
it's not singular anymore.
Yeah. Come on.
He says, I got it coming. I got it going. He says, I got you on both hands. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Hallelujah. I have engraven you on the palms of my hands. Some time ago, I was preaching through those two on the way to, on the road to Emmaus, Cleopas and Mary. And you remember the Bible says that after he broke the bread, that they knew him. Yeah. That little word knew means to recognize because of a recognizable mark on the hands. And I know, and I've always felt like that they saw the prints in his hands.
Sure.
I believe it's bigger than that.
Come on, man.
I believe Mary and Cleopatra are talking about it. I saw my name on his hand. It was engraven in his palm.
Yes,
he died for me.
Hey.
He did it for me.
Hey.
Oh, I'm talking about the printing on his hand. I'm glad this morning I'm safe in the hands of the Almighty. I close in John's gospel this morning. Preservation in his hand. Could I ever be taken out of his hand? Not according to Jesus.
Right.
I wouldn't want to confuse you with what Jesus said. You may have listened to a church and other various religious organizations that say you could be, but I think I'll just listen to Jesus. He said in John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this morning, if you're one of his sheep this morning, he talks to you.
Amen. Yeah.
He says, I know them. Matter of fact, he says he knows them by name. He says, and they'll follow me. It says, I have given unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. How come? Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Yes.
See, they've been placed in my hand as impossible. As he used the word deliver this morning, it's the same word. Nobody, nothing can snatch them once they've been placed in that hand.
Amen.
How?
He said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out. What? He says, I have put them in my hand. And my hand is in my Father's hand. And no, the devil couldn't find you if he launched an FBI search.
He's
got you hidden.
Yep.
And in that hand. I'm glad this morning that I'm safe in the hand of the Almighty.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you. For me, it gives a whole new meaning to these words. There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see while going through this world of woe. This hand still leads me as I go. This hand has led shadows drear, and while it leads, I have no fear. I know 'twill lead me to that home where sin nor sorrow e'er can come. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story. Saved by grace, and there upon that golden strand, I'll praise him for his guiding hand.
Amen.
Hey, songwriter, what are you going to do till then? I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through.
Yes,
this weary land, and some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. I'm glad I'm safe this morning.
Amen.
In the hand of the Almighty, it's yours.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a blessing.